Well, my name is Amber Harris. I'm from Gentryville, Indiana, and I've been in 4-H 6 years, I think.
Well, first of all, let me congratulate you. You've had a pretty successful fair this year, huh?
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us about some of the projects that you've been involved in.
Well, I'm taking horse and chickens and goats this year, but in the past I've done gardening, woodworking, and foods before. And I'm taking junior leaders this year, too.
So of those project areas, do you have a favorite?
I like chickens because they're easy, but I also like horses because you get to do more. And you get to show your horse and stuff.
Well, for those folks that aren't familiar with showing a horse, how much work is involved?
A lot. You gotta brush them and you gotta wash them. You gotta work with them year round, all the time, so they don't act up in the show ring and buck you off.
Well, like other fairs here this summer, it's been hot here in Warrick County. Does that even add more challenges to showing?
Yeah, because you don't want your horse getting too hot or dehydrated, or you either, for that matter.
So what is it about the 4-H program that you enjoy?
Well, I always like meeting new people and having these fun experiences like I've had this year, and the junior leaders staying with my friends, just having fun.
There are a number of younger kids walking around the fairgrounds, and when you talk to them about 4-H, what do you like to share with them?
About all my experiences and trying to get them to join horses and goats and stuff, bring some livestock.
Very good. Well, again, congratulations on your accomplishments this year, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you.